Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Mr. Olson, on July 28, 2020, you signed a public letter attacking the Trump administration for using Department of Homeland Security officers to help protect the federal courthouse in Portland from violent rioters. That letter stated, quote, plainclothes officers in unmarked vehicles should be used only in limited capacities in clearly identified circumstances. Crowd control is not among those circumstances. Mr. Olson, on January 6, 2021, did the Department of Justice or FBI have any plainclothes officers among the crowd at the Capitol?
Senator, I'm not aware of whether or not there were plainclothes officers in among the crowd at the Capitol on January 6th.
Did any plainclothes officers enter the Capitol on January 6th?
I don't know the answer to that, Senator.
Mr. Olson, I got to say, your answers to many questions today are disappointing because they boil down to essentially, I don't know. Did you prepare for this hearing? Did you know this hearing was happening before this morning?
The direct answer, yes, I prepared extensively, Senator. Many of the questions are about specific specific facts that I don't have. I do think that one of the most important points that I would emphasize is, as a general matter, it's not appropriate to comment on ongoing investigations.
Well, I didn't ask you about an ongoing investigation. I just flipped to the cover of my binder here. It says the title of this hearing is the domestic terrorism threat 1 year after January 6th. The Attorney General has repeatedly said this is one of the department's highest priority. You're testifying at a hearing about the domestic terrorism threat 1 year after January 6th, and you can't answer questions about how many people have been charged for events arising out of January 6th. Would you go into a briefing with the Attorney General, your boss, and not be able to answer such basic questions?
On the last question you asked, Senator, over 700 people have been charged in connection with January 6th. About 325 have been charged with serious felonies in connection with attacks on the Capitol.
10 minutes ago, Senator Cruz asked you this series of questions, and you didn't have the answer. You didn't have the answer for how many people have been charged with violent offenses or nonviolent offenses and so on and so forth. Have you been given the answer in the last 10 minutes?
I'm sorry if I misunderstood, Senator, but I believe that Senator Cruz was asking me about other events, not the January 6th event.
Okay. Let's turn to another issue that came up earlier today, Ray Epps. During the January 6th riots last year, Mr. Epps was caught on video several times. He seemed to encourage people to enter the Capitol to break down police barriers. Video from the rallies or from the rally down the National Mall early that day shows him doing the same thing. Video even from the night before shows him encouraging people to enter the Capitol. Ray Epps lives in Arizona. He didn't exactly go underground after January 6th. He even gave an interview to local media, and he was well known to the Department of Justice. He was on the FBI's Capitol Riot Most Wanted page just days after January 6th. In fact, he was one of the first 16 suspects added to that Most Wanted page on your website. It does not appear that he's been arrested or charged in any offense. In July, without explanation, he was removed from the FBI's Most Wanted page. Mr. Olson, who is Ray Epps, and why was he removed from the FBI's Most Wanted list?
Senator, I don't have any information about that individual. I would defer to Ms. Sanborn for any additional.
It gets back to what I meant earlier, asking if you prepared for this hearing. You're the Assistant Attorney General for National Security. You run the National Security Division. The department has said that these January 6th prosecutions are one of their highest priorities. This is a man who was on the Most Wanted page for 6 months. Do you really expect us to believe that you've never heard of the name Ray Epps? You don't know anything about him?
Three very important life-saving words: vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we're going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller. And it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Just let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for sex.
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country.
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and
suppressing
your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic, you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar. It's Monday, January 17th. The year is 2022. We are either in the last days of the Republic and the fall of liberty worldwide, or at the crossroads of rebirth of the new Renaissance. That is the crossroads: the globalist Great Reset or the Great Awakening. Tulsi Gabbard's went on Fox News this weekend to warn about the announcement that all opposition are terrorists. I have the actual speech of the Deputy Attorney General. I have the text of it in the video, saying any resistance to, quote, authority is terrorism. This is the creed of Kim Jong-un. This is the creed of Adolf Hitler. And we must come together regardless of what political party we're in or what color we are or our sexual preference and realize this or be slaves forever.
Welcome back. So I was speaking just now about the creeping authoritarianism we're seeing from Biden and the Democrats. And someone who's been such a strong voice on that issue is former Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, who I'm delighted to say joins us now. Aloha, Tulsi. Happy New Year. How are you doing?
Aloha, Steve. It's always good to talk to you. Happy New Year to you as well.
So look, You've spoken out against this. It seems to be getting worse. The particularly chilling thing was this new, I don't know what to call it, this frightening new move from the Justice Department. We saw the Deputy Attorney General earlier talking about anyone who is anti-authority being part of this move against domestic violent extremists. What do you make of that?
Yeah, Steve, I think it's really important to bold highlight and underline what he said. We have the Deputy Attorney General of the United States speaking to the American people about how they are standing up a domestic terrorism unit to support their efforts to target those who hold anti-government or anti-authority ideologies. When we stop and think about that for a second, what does that really mean? The authorities in our government, the Biden administration, are targeting Americans for holding anti-authority views. That is authoritarianism. And what does that mean to us here at home? We're supposed to just sit back passively, follow along, put those blinders on, and do whatever they tell us to do. That undermines the heart of our democratic republic. That undermines the essence of our Constitution, which says we have the freedom to challenge our authorities. We have the freedom to stand in protest, to ask questions, to demand accountability and answers. And if we lose that freedom, and this is where they're exposing their anti-liberty, anti-democracy mindset, which is so dangerous, because if we lose that, then we no longer have a democracy.
Totally, and actually, I completely agree.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much again for joining us on this live Monday, January 17th, 2022 broadcast. Wow. Every show, I start it by basically pointing out that we are living in incredible times. And I know that it's hard on all of you out there because you're awake and you're aware of what's happening. They say ignorance is bliss until the ignorance destroys you. And the Bible says many times at the beginning of knowledge comes great sorrow. And I know that I'm overwhelmed. So I know that you're overwhelmed as well. And I can intellectually, I can historically, I can politically with my street smarts look at all this information in front of me. That's, each stack is just amazing information. But the overarching reason this is all happening is we have gotten away from God, and we've gotten away from our entire genetic development on this planet and what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to do carpentry. We're supposed to fish and hunt. We're supposed to grow crops. We're supposed to sit around a campfire. We're supposed to stand up for our families. And when we don't do that, we lose our connection to God, because God works through the environment that God created. So the greatest cathedral in the world is the forest or the seashore or the sunset or your backyard looking at the stars. And it's fun to hate the Democrats and the globalists and the Satanists and to get on their level and just talk about how horrible they are. And they need to be exposed. And people like that. And I like to do it. And I became very successful being angry at these people. But God has really touched my heart, especially in this time we're entering, that Klaus Schwab says they want to raise the temperature. The globalists say they want to cause fighting and civil war. And as much as we have a right with this illegitimate government under the Declaration of Independence to throw off these forms of government, we don't have the organization and the statesmen and the leadership like they had back then in 1776. And they were still fighting an uphill battle. And they were fighting a system that wasn't one-tenth as evil, not even 100th. Hell, King George was pretty good compared to these people. He was just dominating him and making them go through him to be able to do business. And they didn't like it. And I understand that. They were slaves. Everybody was, basically. These globalists that we have in control today want to end the human system as we know it and want to turn us all into corporate commodities. And so we must resist it. But until the public understands the Great Reset and transhumanism and the New World Order and the big goal, going out and attacking people, going out and having a war, going out and taking over the TV stations in D.C. and taking over key federal buildings, that's what you'd really do if you were wanting to, quote, have a coup, is illegitimate. And it would cause a bigger division in the country. And the globalists are all set up for that and want that to happen. And they're trying to get that. So that's why now, a year after, in retrospect, and I was right the night after it happened, I broke down what I thought had happened, and now it turns out I was dead on, was a case of neglect on purpose. Purposeful neglect with 1,000 troops and FBI in plain clothes, letting the first 100 thugs, most of them Antifa dressed up in Patriot gear, crushing through a few dozen riot police so that they could derail our million-person march, showing how we didn't buy into the official story. That was terrible. And with the breakdown of civilization and with the breakdown of society, the last thing we need is any type of paramilitary garbage. So I'm going to tell everybody out there who's in a militia or who is in Oath Keepers or who is in Proud Boys, a lot of the ideas and things espoused are good. The militia's in the Constitution. It's in the Bill of Rights. I'm not saying you're individually bad because you want to train and be prepared to defend your country. That's a normal male instinct and good. And you should train to protect yourself and your family. And you should try to work with your sheriff's department, police department, and others. And you should use your influence at city council and school boards and everywhere to be heard. And you should train to defend this republic. But I know for a fact they've got camps set up in places like North Carolina and Kentucky and Virginia where they are recruiting young people online and others using Q-type BS that there's a big uprising about to happen and you really work for Trump and he's secretly going to do this to launch some type of new attack that will be much more violent than the Capitol fiasco before the midterms to bring in real martial law. And it's our number one mission to stop that.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, everybody knows that I don't like Brian Stelter, and he's everything I don't want to be. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. And normally when I start getting into something Stelter's doing, because he is the mouthpiece of Jeff Zucker, he is the mouth of the New World Order, what you hear is a script he's fed. I start attacking how he looks and just how he gives me the heebie-jeebies. I'm not going to do that next segment. I'm going to play what he has to say and then fully debunk it to show you how gaslighting works. This is going to be very important coming up next segment. And I'm going to refrain from my normal attacks on him. Because, again, I'm trying to be more professional here because the time is just, things are too dangerous right now. And so I'm sorry to listeners that I'm going to cut back on the comedy and cut back on the jokes, even though I like them more than you do, probably, because things are just too damn serious. Call the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to, just tells me to be calling for peace and to be very, very, very serious. Because we are all in grave danger. We're already in deep, deep, deep trouble. I don't want to have to remind you, but I will, that these shots erase your immune system and cause massive heart problems and blood clots up front. And the same scientist, top guys in the world, inventors of mRNA, former chief scientist Pfizer, head of the EU advisory board, I mean, you can't get more star-studded. Everything they said so far, they said early on heart attacks and blood clots and autoimmune and then cancer. And then, yeah, most people will be dead in 6 years. I mean, the discoverer of HIV that won the Nobel Prize in France says he thinks half the people that take it will be dead within 6 years. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I knew this stuff was coming, but now that we're actually here, I can't take it. And I'm just telling everybody in the military and the bureaucracy and everybody, I'm not looking for a fight with you. You're under as much attack as I am. Again, I saw a beautiful black lady walking out of a grocery store yesterday. And I said, hey, you're in the Army. What are you in? And she told me, and I said, have you taken the shot? She said, oh, man, they made me take the second one. Worst thing I've ever felt. I said, what, brain fog? She goes, oh, yeah, I'm just now getting over it. And she said, oh, and my stomach hurts so bad. You know, and I said, oh. She said, yeah. Period. Because we know, and most women that take it have serious menstrual problems for continually. It's like 6 months ago, you've had menstrual problems for 6 months. Took it a year ago, you've had it for a year. They're like, well, we hope it's only temporary. I mean, again, I see a woman walking out in her Army uniform out of a store with some bags of groceries. Like, hey! And I'm not trying to brag. It's true. She goes, yeah, you're Alex Jones. I've seen you on Joe Rogan. It's always Joe Rogan. He's so huge. But the point was, is this was a beautiful woman. I suppose she's black because, you know, they always mention what race somebody is. But I'm looking at this lady, and I just felt like asking her. I felt like saying, hey, how are you doing? You take the shot? She goes, oh, ooh. She went, ooh. I'm just now starting to get over it. I said, oh, I mean, that's how real this is, that I just randomly am walking into a grocery store. And the first person I talk to has got hurt by it. That's not statistics I'm reading in some document which show it's off the chart bad. That's not top scientists telling me. That's the first person I see in a uniform. I've got family that's in the military that took it, and one of them got really, really sick. The other one didn't feel it at all. And that's because they're doing weird tests, they admit, where some groups get saline because they're doing tests. They're watching what happens to these groups. And some people don't. So they've all got an ID, a federal global UN ID on who got the shot and who didn't. So you'll be in the same line and you get the mutagenic shot. The next person gets the saline. So I've got all this news to cover. I'm just saying that they want us fighting with each other, and it's all stupid. And I've been just as guilty as anybody. And then the left deserves to be criticized and attacked. But we've got to transcend that together and get past the dumb debate and say, really, guys, okay, hundreds of thousands of influencers are getting paid billions of dollars. Pfizer's paid out about $10 billion, they now admit, just in the last year. So that number's about 6 months behind. Part of last year, part of the year before last, and then part of last year. Imagine how much they spent now. $10 billion. And then once they've already injected 70% of the public, they tell you, oh, sorry, the vaccine's linked to lowering immunity and the boosters really screw it up. Oh, what did the top scientists tell us 20 months ago? Because they've all signed non-disclosures and they've all been involved, but they were all involved in these projects that failed. At the University of Texas, and at the big facilities in London and in Montreal. I've gone and reverse engineered it all. This stuff all failed the last 20 years. And Bill Gates, the New World Order, picked a failed program to give it to you because, you know why? Because it failed because it hurt all the lab animals and killed most of them. And, of course, they did secret human trials in China. That's come out. So they took a failed program because it ain't failed if you use it for a different mission. And so we're looking at a program of extermination going on, and you can play games and you can pretend. But I mean, would you really want to be a Justice Department person and in your coded thing, they look at it and they give you the saline while everybody else gets the cancer shot? I mean, is that really who you want to be? Because that's going on. They have had whistleblowers in high level government ministries in Europe come out and say that the boxes come in with labels on the main big case, not on individual vials, but on the main case. Give this to group such and such numbers. Give this to such and such numbers. That's why people in the U.S. and Europe have, it's been on the news, they've confirmed it. Pharmacists and people at these big things, we don't know why. We look at a computer and it tells us, okay, you're a white lady, we got you this shot. Oh, you're a black man, we got you this shot. So we haven't figured out exactly what's going on, but I don't really need to have their documents to know exactly what that is. If there's a vaccine, it should be the same damn thing for everybody. No, that's why they keep catching them giving people saline or catching them giving them something completely different, because this is a giant experiment. And I'm not sure exactly what it is, but we know the side effects of it are killing a bunch of people. And we know the scientists say that what this shot does is mutates every part of your body. But particularly fast-growing cells that have the same protein as the virus. That's why in urine nuclear fallout, your intestines and your gums and your mucous membranes are the fastest-growing cells. And so they disintegrate and die because the radiation has the biggest effect on them. Things like your cornea and things that don't reproduce or brain cells that don't reproduce are the last things it hits. That's the same thing here. This virus, and then the vaccine that mimics the virus, hits your fast-growing cells. And so they've also found already in studies that the better shape you're in, the worse it is, because the virus gets caught up in fat. It wants to just live in fat. But if you don't have any fat, if you're 3% body fat, if you're a top soccer player or a top runner, the virus is going to run, the vaccine is going to run through you and reproduce and take over your whole body. And it's, you're gone. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back and hit all the big news today. There is so much. But any broadcast we're doing could be our last. I mean, we are 2 minutes to midnight, all of us together. I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022, and that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we've already blasted through 30-plus minutes of this transmission today. I need to start digging into the news and covering it all for you here today. But the first big thing I want to hit is Brian Stelter, which means the mouth of the establishment, attacking Glenn Beck. And I've been a big critic of Glenn Beck because he said I was making up the FEMA camp plans back under Obama to put Americans in camps. I got real Army documents. A few years later, the Army admitted they were real, that Obama was preparing to put Americans, quote, in re-education camps, which is a Soviet brainwashing term, a brainwashing camp. And I get Glenn Beck thought, okay, this guy down in Austin, when he was still in New York, doesn't have Army intelligence giving him secret documents. The guy's a damn liar. Later, it got declassified. It was a real document. Okay. And finally, as the world changed and Glenn Beck woke up, he doesn't need to listen to Alex Jones. He's a smart guy. He now is as hardcore as we are. And I've been up to his place. He gave me a painting. And we're friends. And he's doing a great job. And, you know, it was Dr. Mercola. Then it was RFK Jr. And then another doctor. Where have all had the number one books on Amazon selling millions of copies apiece about COVID-19 rollout of the Great Reset and the tyranny. Well, he now has a book about it, and it's number one. And Brian Stelter flips out on it and says, there is no Great Reset. There is no global group that used COVID to make more money. There is no plan to shut down the little guy. When Klaus Schwab admits all that in his book. So here's the good news. We got Tulsi Gabbard. We got Glenn Beck. We got, the names go on forever. Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and everybody else and Congress people on both sides going, hey, this is a global government plan. They admitted it. They want to shut society down and take over. And they're using the virus, bringing a world ID. And if people get that, then we'll understand that all the fear mongering and control is about putting us in a permanent prison. And then they won't be able to do this anymore. Because you see, I'm not in competition with Tucker Carlson or Glenn Beck. I want either one of them to become, you know, the biggest thing ever seen with a billion viewers a day so I can survive and save my children's future. Because I've known this is real. I've known they're coming with depopulation. I've known they're coming with a shutdown. And people ask me, why are you promoting other shows? Why don't you ever care about yourself? I do care about myself. I'm not trying to be the big daddy here. I'm not trying to be numero uno. I am spending my time trying to get influencers I know to talk about reality, and I send them articles, and I send them briefings, and I send them reports, and I sent Congress and the FCC documents and President Trump to try to stop the censorship. And that totally pissed off the deep state that I was briefing the president 4 years ago, not about some business I wanted, not about something for Alex Jones. I had top law firms writing up memos to the president to try to actually get good policy for America. Had anybody lobbied for actual freedom just because it was the right thing to do? No. And that's why I became the number one enemy. So I'm explaining it again. My life depends and your life depends on people getting the war we're in, that it's the globalists, that it's a corporate takeover, that it's a corporate consolidation, that it's a system that slowly cuts off resources and then tells people that the people cutting off the resources are the saviors to get them to sign on to be slaves of the system for the dwindling resources, not realizing it's a trap. This will take a few segments to get to, and I'm going to hit the video next segment of Brian Stelter attacking Glenn Beck and Tucker Carlson. But remember, he literally just reads off a teleprompter. That's why he's important. He has no viewers to speak of, but he is the mouth of the New World Order. So, here's the headline. This is nonsense. Stelter blasts Fox and Glenn Beck for false COVID story. He says no one wants to put the unvaccinated in camps. That's just in 12 state bills and Democrats openly announcing it in CDC documents I'll show you right now. And you see it all over the world with Djokovic being locked up for weeks and then kicked out. Oh, but nobody, Germany already has been locked down for months. So is a bunch of other countries, France, Austria, Australia is a hellhole, New Zealand. But oh, Israel. Oh, but no, there's nobody locking anybody up. He actually says that's a total insane lie of Glenn Beck. And then he says, Glenn Beck claims there's an elite running this to consolidate money and power. Well, let me show you something, Brian. Look at this article. Wealth of 10 richest men doubled during pandemic. Incomes of 99% of humanity drop. And who ran it? Big tech and the intelligence agencies to literally impoverish and control people with siege. And it's so funny to these people. And if I wanted to get on the payrolls of these individuals, I could do it just like that. And what, so I can sit on some mountaintop chalet while I watch everything burn, and then finally there's no civilization for me to spend my money in? No, no thanks. And that's why all these billionaire globalists have run to the most remote areas and built private airfields and are hiding out. Great jobs! You've doubled your wealth and are about to burn the world down, so it'll be worth nothing. But that's the rationale. Well, that we need to depopulate. Something tells me you're not going to make it out of this either. So keep playing God. Keep letting Satan lead you around by the nose. And that's what he says in this report coming up. Is, oh, it's just insane. He claims it's a thing called the Great Reset. And there's these, I mean, they're literally launched a war on us. They're taking over. And I'm just simply trying to get people to understand what's really going on. Speaking of money, I'm not financed by any billionaires. Though if there are some out there that want to just give me money, no strings attached, I'll take it. I'm financed by the average person. And I've been so busy with all the insanity and the craziness and the federal subpoenas and the Jan 6 committees and all the rest of it. I've not cut ads in a week and a half. I don't even know what's going on. I just know if we don't bring more money in, we'll shut down. And we need to bring in major capital. So hopefully today I can go cut new ads, because we did have one of our products that sold out. It's a good product. Come back. Actually, two of them came back in 2 weeks ago. But I've been so busy, I haven't cut new ads that they're back. We basically may be sold out today of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We'll be sold out in a couple days of X2, even though I didn't think it was selling that quick. We got a limited shipment of the best deep earth crystal iodine. Well, it's the only deep earth crystal iodine that we know of anybody selling. So you get that full absorption in your body. That's really the secret weapon, the missing link. Both of those are 50% off, and I'm going to end the Vitamin Mineral Fusion today because they told me it may sell out by the end of the show. And the X2, I'm going to have for 3 more days at 50% off, and then it's going to go to full price because we don't get more in for a couple months. So that's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Bone Broth's amazing. Winter Sun was supposed to come in 2 weeks ago. It finally came in. We haven't put it back up for sale yet because I've been too busy to even make that move. So it gives you a hint of some of the products that are back in stock that we haven't got back on sale yet, because we are putting out fires everywhere. I've made the strategic decision to not, like you see Dish Network or DirecTV taking OAN off. You see MyPillow having their banking taken away. Because they said, well, we can't have folks investigated by the FBI, you know, having banks here. Well, I've been with you 25 years selling pillows. Sorry. Bye-bye. You're in a gulag now. First thing Nazis did, Jews can't sell stuff. Jews can't have businesses. I mean, this is some bad stuff, folks. So all that's been going on behind the scenes, and I've been running around like a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest for the last year, just keeping it where you can get funds in and buy products. So when I tell you, you want a T-shirt, you want a book, you want a film, you want a water filter, you want something, and to get a product and know you support the InfoWar, now's the time to do it. And if they SWAT team me and throw me in prison next week for God knows what, I need you to keep supporting that. Whatever ways we're still on air, if we're here. But I'm not here trying wolf for no reason. I got a wolf chewing my guts out, okay? Wolf's right here, biting me. And I'm just still staying on air, ignoring the pain, because I know that's my mission. But we need your support, plus the great products, InfoWarsStore.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
COVID for 2 weeks. He says the sickest he's been in his life. He sounds like Darth Vader. And I talked to him for 30 minutes yesterday, and I said, you got to come on the air. He said, I'll come on at 12:30. My time is 11:30 our time. And he's so sick right now, he's trying to decide whether he's going to come on. He said, I sound terrible. But I really want to say all this. And I understand. I've been through what he's been through. It's real. It's not fun. It's next level. We'll see if he's with us next hour. But he was on fire despite this, totally pissed off, and told me he's going to sue CNN, who did say that he ran January 6th. I'm talking about horse manure and the rest of it. And he's going to send us the photos of the Secret Service when they came to his hotel room and tried to lead him to the Capitol. And he said, the Secret Service doesn't do this. He's like, that's when he's like, this is a trap. Let's get the hell out of here. Far from running some attack. So he was on fire last night when I talked to him. I asked 3 o'clock yesterday before I did my show yesterday evening, afternoon. So we'll see if he joins us. Let me get back to Brian Stelter. So Brian Stelter does this 8-minute report. I'm not going to air the whole thing. I'll air a few minutes, but it's the same repeat over and over again. Saying it's just insane. Glenn Beck has written this book, and Tucker Carlson doesn't even question him about there's an elite using the lockdown to get rich. That's ridiculous. And that it's a war on little people. Yeah, that's why the small businesses is open or closed. Or everything else is open. That's box store. And then Beck does the same thing I just did, messes up what he's saying, and he goes, this is the best read. I mean, the best book I've written. He goes, oh, look, you didn't write it. You ghost wrote it. Which I can tell you, with Glenn Beck, he probably wrote a lot of it and had somebody put together in quotes and then did have some of it finished up and edited, but that doesn't matter. The point is he's exposing, I've read the synopsis, I haven't read the book yet, the whole globalist operation, how they did it, what's unfolding, you name it. And so instead of addressing any facts or any real things in the book, he just says it's made up. Like, oh, with no evidence, Glenn Beck has got this book about the Great Reset. It's number one, of course, because it's just made up. Thinking you're so dumb, or his listeners are, that they won't go to the Davos Group and hear Klaus Schwab say, we are imploding the economy to end industrial world. Soon you own nothing. Soon you have nothing. Soon microchip on the skin. Let's see what head of Pfizer say. Pfizer talks the same way, like a cartoon character. Yes, you put the chip inside the shot. That way we track them. It's so good. We take over the body. I mean, that's a new clip. I have it. Oh, we run them. We do it. Oh, but the worst part is him saying, oh, there's no evidence anyone made money off this. Look at this article right here. It's on InfoWars, but it links to all the documents. Wealth of 10 richest men doubled during pandemic. Incomes of 99% of humanity dropped. That's even in the New York Times. No one's denying that except Brian Stelter. So let's go ahead and go to a clip of Brian Stelter engaged in just, again, the definition of lying, the definition of gaslighting. Here it is.
Falsehoods about COVID-19 and vaccines are flying from every direction right now, and I want to show you what I mean. If you take a step back and think about it, the COVID-19 pandemic is a chance for salesmen to sell fear. Take the unvaccinated Glenn Beck, who's been shilling his new book, While Sick with COVID. He went on Tucker Carlson's show and kind of made me think a ghostwriter had actually done the book for him. Listen.
Tucker, this is the most important book I have read. This is the most important that I've written.
Okay, so he says he wrote the book, and it's full of proof that global elites are conspiring to reshape society and crush the little guy. So here's what's amazing. Tucker doesn't ask a single question. He just listens while Beck claims that officials in Washington State are meeting to set up an internment camp, implying it's to punish people who won't get COVID vaccines. I'm serious. Beck literally says this.
This is an internment camp. Washington State has done it before. They haven't obviously learned their lesson from World War II.
So Tucker just sits there and listens respectfully while Glenn implores people to buy his book. And sure enough, the book is number one on Amazon right now because fear does sell. And after the interview, Tucker thanks his guest and calls the book amazing and horrifying. And then he says, just briefly, just gently, that he's heard about this Washington State conspiracy theory and he hasn't been able to verify it. But
back this up 20 seconds. Notice he says he even showed his book, like he showed his penis on air. Oh, Beck showed his book. Ooh, he showed a book. That's like as bad as free speech. Ooh, and oh, fear sells. No, you mean truth sells. Telling the truth in a world of universal deceit is a revolutionary act. George Orwell. I mean, the vaccine is sold on fear. It's not a vaccine. It doesn't work except making you sick. It's on record now that it raises your immune system, just like top experts 22 months ago warned. And Mr. Potato Head is sitting up there literally acting like this is all made up. I have a stack of articles about the internment camps. It's all over the world it's happening. It's everywhere. They're putting people in them. And now they want to putting us in the camps, the quote quarantine camps. 12 states have bills. Washington State's already implemented it. They're announcing they're going to deputize anyone they want in the government to, quote, take children away from the unvaccinated. That's in the health department announcements by the state of Washington, Mr. Super Potato Head. And you think people are so stupid they can't go look it up. Here, Brian, let me show you some of these. This is nonsense. Stelter blasts Fox Glenn Beck for false COVID story. Oh, it's false, huh? Interim occupational consideration for implementation of the shielding approach to prevent COVID-19 infections in humanitarian settings. And this is exactly what is in the legislation and exactly what's been implemented outside of it with an emergency order by the governor in Washington. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's on local news. They're building all these giant facilities, and they built them all over the world. We have the head of the UN Rapid Reaction Force, Dr. Ryan, saying it a year and a half ago, and now it's here. FEMA documents describe large-scale rural isolation and quarantine operations, how to recruit obedient Americans to help round up dissenters. This is now coming out in FEMA documents. Look it up. And it goes on and on. But here's the worst part. It's a town hall article linked to Rasmussen, national poll, 48% of Democrats want to put anyone that hasn't had the shot in a camp. 30%, let me show you, want to take people's children that haven't had it. I mean, go read it for yourself. I covered this for an hour last night on the Sunday show. The town hall article, we'll link it in the live show feed so you can't miss it. Poll reveals astonishing percentage of Democrats support unparalleled COVID tyranny for unvaccinated. In designated facilities in camps, and it says for your behavior, like Djokovic. Okay, you don't have it, you have natural immunity. We told you come here, we held you for a couple weeks in a thing. Then they let him out to create more suspense. Then they kick him out and say, well, it's because you didn't take the shot. We don't like that political statement. Which, again, we're locking you back up before you leave for a few days because we don't like what you said. And that's what they do. In Australia, they say, well, if you're in a COVID camp and you misbehave or talk back, you get an extra 2 weeks each time. So now, oh, it's not, you're not really here for COVID. You're here to learn to be reeducated to behave yourself. Like Hillary said 6 years ago, 5 years ago, we need a camps for American men to reeducate them. Oh, and here's another one. Utah's largest newspaper calls for unvaccinated and draconian lockdowns enforced by the National Guard. Go read it for yourself. Noam Chomsky, all of them saying the same thing. CNN, oh, Europe's now going to lock up the unvaccinated, take their kids. It's wonderful. So CNN's got articles about, oh, look at Europe. They're getting smart. Look at Australia. Lock everybody up. This is what we need here. And meanwhile, Skelter's on TV going, I'll tell you, Tucker Carlson and Glenn Beck, they're up there just making lies. And look, they're number one. Tucker's number one on TV. Glenn Beck's got the number one book. Oh, it's crazy. We tried to shut down Alex Jones, and it's like we cut a starfish in pieces, and it just grew more starfish. That's right, you little sack of filth. You lying little piece of garbage. We're learning who's who. Beck wasn't bad. He just couldn't believe it was this bad. Now he's on board. Same thing with Tucker Carlson, thought I was nuts. Apologized to my face years ago and said, you were a trailblazer. Well, saw it first. Same thing with Joe Rogan. I don't want the credit. I want to beat these people. Yeah, there it is. Bill, Washington Bill, I will authorize a strike force to send unvaccinated to internment camps. It's not a rumor, Skelter. I need your support. I need you to take these videos, these articles, and share them. All I got you, all you got's me. We're in a war together, and we are the black sheep. We're the tip of the spear, my God. We're doing the most important work ever. So go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can before they SWAT team me and lock me in a gulag and help support us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.